Good morning. Thank you for calling Ashtar Fiber. This is Fran Mimias, who I have the pleasure to speak with.
Hi, Fran. This is Brandon. I'm just calling you back. We got disconnected and you called and left a message.
Oh, thank you so much for calling me back. Yes. So I just was getting familiar with the situation. So what happens is it looks like yesterday you called to request services and you said that it's going to be for your residents, but the business is paying for it?
Yes, the business is paying for it.
Okay. So they advised us, because we are, if it's for the business, there's a special form that we need to send to the business department, and they are the one that set up the services for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to keep it this way, like if for your business, it needs to go through them. If you want to change it just to your residential under your name that you're responsible, then I would just have to change the business name to your name on the account.
Yeah, no, it needs to be in the business name.
Okay.
I called and spoke with Jason yesterday regarding this because I wanted to make sure that it was done properly.
Yes.
So is there a different rate with that then?
That's a good question, because I'm not sure. The rates that I have are only the residential rates. That will be a question for the business department.
That's what I'm – so it's a residential property.
Mm-hmm.
I want residential service. My business owns the property.
Correct.
So it's not personally guaranteed by myself. It's owned in that I can't personally guarantee anything. So it mm-hmm. needs to be in the business name, but I need residential service. I don't want business service.
I understand. So what I can do, I can fill out the form and send that information over so they can contact you as soon as possible. Because I believe, let me see, when is your appointment for installment?
For Monday.
For Monday. Okay. So they can get in contact with you today and get that rectified. That'll be great. Let me just take a look. Let me see. So let me fill out this form for you. So I'm going to fill out the form and send it out for them. Your first name is Brandon?
That's correct, yeah.
Last name, Manten, M-A-N-T-E?
No, M-A-N-S-O-N.
Oh, I'm sorry. S like Sam.
Yep.
Okay, Manson. Sorry. All right, and it's B-B... Investment Holdings. Okay. Let me just. All right, so I have the address here, but can you please verify the address again for me, please?
The address is 426 Malden Turnpike, Sorgatys, New York.
Malden. Sorgatys. And that is 12477. Okay. The best number to contact you back is the one that you're calling us back from, 845-655-4565?
Yeah.
Okay. 845-655-4565. Okay. I have an email here for you, Brandon at bbconsultingventures.com.
That's correct.
Okay. bbconsultingventures.com. One moment, please. Let me just take this information. Okay, Mr. Manson, the diet information has been submitted. They most likely is going to give you a call, I hope within the next couple of hours, to get this information rectified. Is there anything else that you anything else that I can assist you with before we go?
So Fran, what is the protocol here? So if I don't hear from them today, my appointment is on Monday. What does that mean for me?
So they're gonna contact you today, because if your appointment is on Monday, or they will let you know, because if the appointment it might not happen if this is not rectified before Monday. But that's why it's still early today. We just started the company, so we're not as busy as other companies. So I know they're gonna contact you today.
Okay, let me tell you, and I don't mean to complain, but I called to get this done properly the first time, and I feel like I'm wasting my time doing this. It's not pleasant, and if it's not going to work out, I'm going to be very, very annoyed. So
I completely understand.
So I can't fix that. I'm just saying it because you need to communicate that to the people that run the company, because it's not acceptable not to be able to do this properly.
Understand that, and I completely understand, and I deeply apologize that this was not done correctly the first time, but we will get this rectified for you and get your service going no later than Monday.
Okay, Fran. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate your time. I'm not attacking you. I'm just frustrated. So you've been wonderful. Thank you so much.
I completely understand. Thank you so much, Mr. Manson.
Have a good day.
You do as well. Thank you for calling our staff, Fiverr.